So my first time a Rosh Purist to have to be mechel me. If I skip a noise, we'll go back. So we're holding a gimel, which deserves a conversation, some more conversation. We're skipping kuf tesvav. So the Rosh says, "Al ta'akar lasus tshuva shleima levakesh ruah l'chol nafshecha." Person should not be ma'akir to do tshuva shleima and to get refuah for his cholei hanefesh. So Rabbi Yamin Zilber in his pirish over here has pages, how much pages? Quite an arichas to talk about over here. And he tells us this nekuda of tshuva shleima. The Rambam uses a similar lashon, ezehi tshuva gemura. So the Gemara has a different name for it. It's the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says, "Ezahi bal tshuva." What is considered a bal tshuva? So Mabit says that there's tshuva and there's a bal tshuva. Bal tshuva, a person is a bailim over the tshuva. He's mamish, total control. So for people nowadays, they change their lifestyle. So you know, call them chozerim, right? Right. The person is able to change everything that he has, his lifestyle. He's a baal tshuva. So Rabbi says tshuva gemura. The Gemara says this is based on the Gemara in Yuma. Shabba the yodah davar sha'over boy. He has a second opportunity. After yodah lasos, he can do it again. He has the ability to do it again. Imperishly also, and he refuses. Inay tshuva. Not because he's lacking the ability, not because of any other fear. He does it because he doesn't want to do that anymore. That's called tshuva gemura. The Rambam gives the more example of Paul Elisha Bavero, there in Isiachedima, who I mean Baabosoi, Bukayakufai, within a shavra, but everything is the same. That's about tshuva gemura. Now the Rambam in Halacha Beis says Maya tshuva. Shiyas of a chaytei chetoi. Be yisrael mi machshav tabig mevliva shol daasei avoid. Shemar yas of rosh adarka. Be shavad machshav yisav. You take it out of your thought process. Yisnacham al shavar kach reishuvi nichamti. The Torah we'll say Shabbos Shuvah. So Rabbi Yamin suggests that this halacha base, everybody tells in the Rambam. The Rambam adds this new kinach, this new condition. Zivas achet. The Rebbe Yonah says there's zivas achet, and there's charata, and there's vidur. There's three things to tshuva. The Rambam adds this fourth thing, being yoyed alav yedet haluma shel yoshev l'zeh achet loyelu. The Rambam is made; he will never do it again. That's a very scary line, because it becomes very depressing. Because according to the Rambam, kipshutai, if I don't reach a madrega of tshuva that I'm never going to do it again. In the tshuva. So throw up your hand and say, why try? You know, I'll start, I'll try, you know. Right now I'm in the madrega that I see with clarity, and I want to do it again. I might be nichshol, I might fall. I can't guarantee what's ahead. And I'm going to say, no, it's not good enough. The Beriyar doesn't have such a tanai b'chlal in his Ikri Yeshuva. So he suggests this is going back on Halacha Aleph. What's Shuva Gemura? Shuva Gemura is this. So, example, a person lived the secular lifestyle. He comes to a clear understanding that's not what he wants to be. And he changes his life. I'm not a Navi, and I don't know what's in the future in store for the person, but we can feel pretty confident he's not going back. One day he says, I lived, Froom for 17 years, let's go back to the, he's not doing that. He's not going back to that lifestyle. So the Rambam, that's tshuva. That's what you call tshuva gemur. That's what we're called a baal tshuva. Besides tanai and tshuva batza. That's what he suggests in his arichas over here. So the Rosh's lashon is atachalas is tshuva shleima. Not tshuva. We're not talking about tshuva. We're talking about tshuva shleima. So that's not our goal. We're not trying to reach that madrega right now necessarily of this change, which is so extraordinary that he'll never go back. There's something called tshuva, which is not tshuva shleima, not tshuva gemura. The person gives him a matana called a sesame tshuva, elul sesame tshuva. So Zal Darshan, it's a unique time. Dirashem Himatsai. Karuhu bihi yosei karayv. Yosei karayv is referring to Sesame Tshuva. There's, so when I was younger, the heavens would open up and you'd hear this heavenly voice. He's Karev. What does it mean, he's Karev? Like, how do you see that? How do you know that? You do. Mitzvah is more important to you. Tshuva is important to you. You're thinking thoughts, but you're not thinking about the whole year. Where did it come from? So, it didn't come because the rabbis had a shmooze. It came because your heart is more open. Why is that? The Rosh made himself closer to you. And from this vantage point, there's certain clarity that you have you didn't have beforehand. I don't want to do these things. I wish I hadn't done that. I want to be different. And it feels right. And it feels natural. And it feels like we've been speaking about that. It just fits. But if you don't do something which is going to help you hold on to that, you don't do the steps of concretizing it, it's not going to last, because the person was going to step away a little bit and say, okay, I gave you the feeling to know what it feels like, that davening is important to you, mitzvahs are important to you, averus are anathema to you, and now I'm going to step away and see what you do with it. Well, I didn't set any plan in place to help me to address that. So, and I don't need to, because it's like so clear to me, and it's so natural, and it fits so much, and I know what I want to do. Yeah, you want to do, because the clouds have split. You're standing on top of the mountain. It's so clear that you have this great view of what life is about. But you're going to come back down the mountain, down into under the clouds, and it's not so clear anymore. So if we don't do something which makes it real for us, it's not going to last. So we're not, our goal is in tshuva gemura right now. Halavai, that the person, reach such a level of clarity that he'll never do it again. But tshuva, that I set myself in a different direction, and I know there'll be bumps, and I know there'll be ups and downs, but I have to set myself in that direction. I cannot rely on the brush of doing it for me, which he's done during this tukufa. We gave me that clarity. So what could you do? So there's a famous piece on the Rebbe Yarna, Shari Tshuva. He talks about the idea of being ma'achar losses tshuva. So the person, remember we said we're going to learn Rebbe Yarna, so this is his base already. So if he pushes it off, he deserves to be punished. Because he knows that the Rosh has upset at him. The Rosh gave him a way to deal with it, and he chooses not to do that. He's able to leave that, and he doesn't care. He says that Well, you want to ichar a tshuva to lose be'am ha'aretz. Eshay heim yeshenim eshoichvin. Well, yeshiva elavavim. They're not thinking. Boy, the person thinks about it. If he would have corrected it this way, when the opportunity of error comes, he won't do it again. The more you shuvah also is kosher, because if you don't correct it, it becomes more and more natural, become ruggled in it, it's hard to change, etc. The Torah of Dvarim says a mashal, which at first glance the mashal is difficult to understand. So he brings actually to Chazal, to Medrash. There's a kachal listim shechaboshim hamelach beveso asurim. There was a group of listim. They were caught red-handed, right? Caught them in the middle of the puts them into the beis asurim. Now, so nowadays things take time. You have defense lawyers. Right? Once upon a time, it was very simple. They took the guy out a few days later, sat in front of the king, and the king said, let them rot in this deep, dark, dank cell for the rest of their life. One option. The second option is hang them. Right? Those are the two options. There's no defense. There's no nothing. So the fellow's sitting in the cell. And he knows that those are the two options. Neither of them very desirable. The chosim of Teres and the listim, this is their job. They steal. So they're very good at digging a tunnel. They dig a tunnel. Partsu v'yavaru. So they all break through and they leave. Minisha echad mehem. One stays. Vosar beis asoyer. Roma teres chatura. Vo'isha hu odeno otzer. He sees the tunnel. He sees the guy left behind. So the Medrash says, "Yachesu b'mateyu, amalek sheyoyim, lohamachteres chatur lefanecha, veich lehimarti himolen al nafshecha." The tunnel's there. Why didn't you leave? So the Melt says, from our good American vantage point, he's such a tzaddik. Right? He stayed because that's the law. Right? So what do you want from him? He should get a medal. So what's like a shot in the moshul? Why did Chazal choose that moshul? That kash is a good kash. So I once heard from the Rishi Rebbech Sorotskin Zichro Lebracha. The desire for life, the instincts for life, one of the most basic natural instincts that a human being has. A person instinctively avoids danger, tries to save himself, protects his body. Sometimes it's even ridiculous, there's a big thing falling, like this, protect his head. It's this 3,000-pound rock fell off the crane, it's coming down. You're really going to protect your head? You're really going to save your life by covering your head with your hands? But what happened? So why do people cover their head? Because the instincts of human being instincts, you try to save your life. This person is about to be killed. The natural tab of the person is to run away. And there's nothing that a person would do to overcome that. If the person truly understood what's going to happen, that he's going to be killed, and he was functioning normally, he would run. So, I'm a tzaddik, I wanted to wait for the king to kill me instead. Really? No. Well, Chazal chose that mashal because the instinctive reaction to chet should have been run. And if we're not running, it's because our instincts aren't functioning normally. So Chazal Dafka chose a mashal, which you could really have this kasha on, to bring out the point. That the distaste, the being repulsed, Torah is a lotion of to'eva. by Averius. Shaketus Aksenu, Saetus Avenu, like repulsive, Golol, it's very just different assurance of that Chet is repulsive. And if we don't perceive it like that, that's the first step of the problem. If I'm not uncomfortable with Chet, you know what? I have a problem. You know, we sit there, we sit on the therapist's couch, and we discuss, you know, why I have it. You know, I'm normalizing it. The first step is, I can't live like this. I don't want to be this person. Whether you'll be successful, well, you'll change. That's a different question. But the first step of real change is this is not acceptable. So Chazal used the mashal, which says, like, how did you not run away? The answer is you couldn't. You really don't care. It's not that you're not afraid of dying. I mean, you don't care what the king does to you. So it's an insult to the king. The king created this war of how we're going to punish you. He was, gave me this done. You do everything to me, doesn't bother me. It's not a shevach, it's an insult. One of the challenges which we have in every avoda is balance. Now the Rambam talks about balance. A person looks at himself and he looks in the mirror and he looks horrible. There's two reactions. One reaction is yish. One reaction is change. We grapple in our contemporary day and age with this issue of yish. We get overwhelmed. Say, no, I can't do this. I can't. It's too much. So we just shut down and say, you know what? The rabbi's demanding too much of me. The Torah's demanding too much of me. I can't handle it. This is the way I am. Take it or leave it. I was once working with a chassan, talking about different points of a marriage, etc. And he was all into it. It makes so much sense. He gets married. He's married for like 2 weeks. He tells his wife, you know what? This change thing is not for me. This is the way I am. Take it or leave it. It didn't go well. Then I understand. This is the way he was. And change is hard. So the Bereshit creates a matana. Called the Sesame Chuba. He puts you on top of the mountain. On top of the mountain, you say, I do find that's something that it's something I don't want to be. I don't want to be that person. So the clarity of Rosh Hashanah, the aura of Rosh Hashanah, is to get us to the point where we say, you know what, we really don't want to do this. I really don't want this. And the hope is that the mirror looks so bad that I'll say, you know what, I got to change. And not, wow, like, you know, I'm stuck, and that's the way it is. But the Bereshit comes along and adds something called Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is an awesome name. The name of Yom Kippur is Tahara. The name of Yom Kippur is cleansing. The name of Yom Kippur is, that the Bereshit says, if we want to name Yom Kippur, you know, it's Yom HaChasima, right? Seif HaDin, like, it's make it like really morbid, you know, like, you know, your last chance before you die, you know, big sign. I imagine like a very motivating, like one of these Bali Shuva motivating signs for Yom Kippur services. Like, your last chance before you die. Wouldn't get a big crowd. So Russian doesn't call it that. He calls it Tahara, Kapora, Kedusha. he calls it beautiful names, because it's a cleansing process. Rosh Hashanah says, I can cleanse you. There's a kapora process in the day itself. Yom Kippur is mechaper. It's not, we call it mechil also. That's not the name the Torah gives it. Rosh Hashanah, it's not a question of forgiving you, that I'm not upset at you anymore. Slicha, it's Rosh Hashanah says, I'm a washing machine and I'm going to clean you out. Dry cleaners, if you don't cry, right? So that's dry cleaners. If you cry, it's washing machine. Rosh Hashanah promises he's going to take this neshama of yours and he's going to make it look different. He's going to give you a new view, new look in the mirror. Right? You look in the mirror, you have a new hairdo, you look beautiful, right? That's what Yom Kippur is. Rosh Hashanah says, you're not stuck. Don't take the chumrah of Rosh Hashanah, which gave you this clarity of saying that this is not acceptable, to the point of yiyush. Just do something with it. Just find a way to make it real. Find a way to hold on to it. Find a way to do something with it. Find a way to say that there's some element of the way you've been living until now, at least some element of it, which you reach the Madrega of the Ben Yohanan. That this I cannot live with. This, my instincts will tell me to run away from. One thing. It's not true with Gemara. But at least if that's the reaction, it's going to be you're in the right direction. So Rosh says, Al ta'akar lasa shuva shleima. If it's shuva shleima, if you have that level of clarity, you will be ma'akar. You can't push that off. I can't live with myself looking myself in the mirror like that. To the point that it's instinctive. I can't be that person. I cannot live with myself. I cannot be comfortable. I cannot go to bed at nighttime thinking that I've done that. Person hurts a close friend of theirs. A really close friend. He said the line, he shouldn't have said it. He knows he shouldn't have said it. He feels bad that he said it. He can't sleep that night. He can't live with himself. He's uncomfortable. Like, how did I do that? Why did I do that? What was I thinking? I need to correct this. I need to be more careful. Parents says it to a child, something to the child, which they regret that they said it. It's okay, you know, I'll be more careful next time. It's like, he was really hurt. I wish I hadn't said that. So what if the he is me? I really hurt myself. I wish I hadn't done that. That's what Ben Yonah is saying. The Russian says, I promise you there's a way out. That you can change. You can do things differently. You need to set up a system. You need to do something differently. You cannot expect to get the same results. Because I'll say the person has Ruchstus. They quote the name of Einstein. He didn't say it. Right? He says, insanity is believing that you can do the same thing again and again and get different results. So we definitely should plead insanity. Because, yeah, we're going to live the same life that we live until now and get different results. I don't want the same results. But if I didn't change anything, what do you expect? So I'm going to change something. In some way, I'm going to be a different person. And then the Rambam says, Weiter, Midarchi Yeshuva, Mishana Shmoy, Klermer, Shani Acher, Veni Oiso Ish, Shoso Oiso Namaisim. I'm not that person. Beryl did the Vera. I'm Yagul. That's what Shuva is. To define yourself, I'm not that person. I cannot be that person. I don't want to be that person. I've changed myself that I'm not that person. I've done something concrete to make sure that I'm not that person. So whatever that one thing is that your instincts say I can't live with, and we all have that I'm really uncomfortable with, make that real.